have never dated a kissy man and now I'm interested.
You can always tell when someone is a child of divorce.
I seen you with meat in your mouth.
Bumboclaat.
At some point you felt blindsided or something like that.
Go.
Go.
Alafu. Yeah, we find a 3-2-1 go. So mean me malizana go. As in now we go forth and start the episode.
Go forth and multiply, my children.
Uh-huh. I want to multiply the views on this episode. I get you, bro. On the same tangent.
Amen.
Check him lona le watu ikisi wakichukua chrome na kifuta bangi kwa dom.
Huh? Goja, what?
Don't like Goja.
Hold on,
just,
what?
Just a little bit.
Hold on.
Ati what? Kuna watuwe kisi is jini shule gani high school
kisi. Kisi?
You know where kisi is?
No.
Hata miss jini wapi bro.
Anyewe, Mike needs a tembea Kenya. All safari.
No, but I know it's Western. I just, you know like.
It's Western. It's Western.
It's Western.
It's Western.
But like, you know like.
It's Western.
Kisi ni wapi.
Outway, waliko na futa shash. Na unakunyo wa chrome. Kwa dome.
Kwa dom.
Kwa dom.
Alafu?
Si wakapus TikTok wakati trend.
Iyo ni upuzi by the way. That's how you get caught one-on-one. So,
walikuwa like, na bangi, walikuwa na pombe, na walikuwa na sima.
Talk about snitching on yourself.
Why is my issue that is kokisi? Why is that my issue?
Kisi.
Why is that my issue? Yeah. Kisi ni mbali. Kuna vile kini expect to stay kokisi.
Wasi wakisi uto wapi mali ya.
Kuna kwa. Mini kona swali.
Watu wakisi uto wapi bangi?
Uganda. Hey, yato wapi. Yato kwa.
Bro, do you know Luyas are the biggest suppliers?
So wanatonga Uganda.
Lakini yao ni kisi isi kwa
Luyas. How is Luyas Uganda?
Do you think that bangi yao yiko banana flavored or something?
No,
that we know how bangi is flavored for anything.
Zi, but on a rolling, niko sure kuna vinyole za roll joint na maganda ya mandizi.
What?
Kwaza tumie maganda ya mandizi karizma.
Goja.
My hair, hold I also on. Don't touch my hair, but goja.
I've never dated a kissy man and now I'm interested.
Ah, see,
what the fuck?
Hey. It is your time to shine, your brother. It's your time. But chin,
what do you say?
Like maganda. Like unajua kuna mandizi hapo nje na tumia kuroll.
So unaenda una scrape, unazoa hizo manini zinakoma kwa maganda.
Hapo unaji expose
na unaenda una scrape. Ah, niliona TikTok.
Asa.
Unaenda una scrape. Unatoa hizo shit. Alafu unachemsha hiyo maganda kiasi.
Unachemsha.
Alafu unaikausha inakuwa safi, alafu ikauka unairoll. Unaweka alafu una.
Na inachoma.
Na inachoma.
Bwana nuka.
Na inanuka kimandizi na badi nashika kimandizi set flavor.
No, that doesn't add up, bro. That doesn't add up. I'm sorry.
Me, I'm interested. Kisi men. Kama uko na ndevu.
Watoku wa SDU.
It is your time.
First of all, SDU.
Kuna church.
Wanafanta. Wana Fanta.
Ule wanafanta.
And then the very high pitched.
Cocktail yao inakonga crest lemon.
Nakonaga SDU.
Shalom, my brother.
Uko na suti ya kuenda church Saturday.
Saturday?
SDU.
Guy, no, kisi men avoid me. I take it to.
But I mean, as changa wasi wa kisi wana kuanga.
Saturday, unaenda church Saturday aje.
But tunajua ndo wale wa kwenda US. Tunajua, like, they're not in this country.
Hey, napewa dollars.
Dollars,
man. Napewa dollars.
Lakini si wait, pounds.
Kisi man, accent na kuanga gani? What's up?
I'm very serious. Am I on it?
Am I on kidogo? You're on it. I told you, the high pitched.
I love it. Hello everyone. Welcome back to Walk in the Streets. It's your boy, Mr. Fahrenheit Michael Kimathi.
It's your boy, Roy, the top boy, your girlfriend, favorite chef, and Mr. Mindset Menu himself.
It's the captain of the streets, Shaka.
Jeez. And it's Banter Boy.
So yeah, Bobby. Man. So I think we're just going to get into it because in as far as like, we're going to get into your favorite segment so far.
I'm very interested in us doing a trip to Kisi.
I don't know.
Like, let's go see what's there.
I feel as if, you know, like, you know, the way
holiday in Uganda, we're not finding.
Unajua watu wakienda coast na patanga accent.
Unasema Uganda hakuna kitu. Guy, are you telling you guy what?
Ah, so unasema tukienda coast. Tukienda Kisi
so kuna
accent ya coast.
Eh,
ya Kisi, ya Kisi.
Unaona? Ebu I was introducing our favorite segment.
Oh, introduce, I'm sorry.
Yeah, guys, so it's time for us to hear one of your favorite segments, which is Walking on the Streets. Actually, no, Walking on the Streets. Walking on the street, bro.
I don't know.
I'm going to go to my top.
Magic with the
ball. Wallahi.
Monday, bro.
Mimi niko na issue na your lyrics. Una mboga kama kwani mlikuwa mnafanya mechi nje?
Bwana
nice one.
Kama tope.
Oh my gosh,
mbona you know the song.
For real, kwani inawasha. Hey, alinambia mwage ndani mimi na maga kwa matope.
Sawa alikuwa
anakula nje. Na kuna nyesha. Whether it was in the rainy season.
But you ni saa mvua ina shida, maji haijai kwa issue.
Bro. Never been.
What on the street?
All right.
What on the street? So this is the first thing is to X thread.
Mm-hmm.
You can always tell when someone is a child of divorce.
Hey.
Reply.
Hey, guy.
Hey.
What that mean? Reply. Like when someone is always very quick to abandon a situation or a relationship because abandonment and separation is all they probably know. Now, to my great audience who sent me this, thank you very much. I have grown up seeing dad and mom fighting for the reasons they were fighting. I have been told a lot by both, each trying to get me to their side. For context, the broken relationship at home has revolutionized my belief of marriage, love, and relationships. For one, I believe marriage is a scam.
True.
I genuinely believe that people in marriage are not there because they love each other,
true,
but they're there because they persevere. My dad may not have been of that best behavior, and maybe my mom was short of perseverance for relationships. I've never had a relationship mm-hmm. for more than a month. This is because my attachment style is avoidant. Any signs of lovey-dovey stuff, I ghost the girl. The ghosting is just an effect of how unpresent my parents have been in my life. It's like basically having no clue of being loved or loving someone, and they opt to be alone.
Hey,
okay. Children of divorce.
Wow.
Mimi niko shocked that Michali first of all, like, big up on you, you're very self-aware. But wow.
I don't know. What's the first reaction for that? Because firstly, it's concerning how he accepts his reality like that. I don't know why. Like, he accepts it.
He's very aware.
He's aware, but he accepts it. You know, it's one thing to be aware, but to accept it.
How can he change it, though?
I don't know, my
G. What can he do?
I don't know, man. I actually have no answer, bro. Because it's Kyodo sad.
It's Kyodo sad, but it's Kyodo self-aware also.
But okay, no, I don't know. I don't know if I agree with a lot of things there. Simply because
I don't want to cut marriage is a scam.
No.
You don't want to cut.
No. Listen, firstly, I'm not going to talk about marriage is a scam. Mm. I mean, to be honest, it kind of is. Let me explain why. Because people usually make it seem as if marriage is the see all and be all of life.
Fact.
You get? Fact. Which is not what I think it should be.
It's not.
I think that marriage should be a matter of, like, literally, you know what it entails, and more importantly, you choose to be a part of it. Not a matter of you have to get married. Does that make sense?
Mm.
Like, marriage na kuongeka kuongeza accomplishment kwa CV, like, I'm married. Nikasa uko na haya degree in something, ati I'm married.
As a matter of fact, like, you know those things where, like, shaka sijuko mambo, if you know, I don't know whether every person in your life sees you as a woman or as you're doing.
I don't see as a woman, just a bro.
We see as a man.
You guys are the exception.
Okay, so, like, in your family, right, like, does your dad, like, suggest anything about marriage to you?
First of all, I'm very triggered. Because I'm a child of divorce. But, so I related to everything you said. Marriage is a guy. But on your question. I'm not even joking. My dad has warned me against being married.
Warned?
Against. And the thing is, listen. You guys need to understand something about children of divorce. There are two kinds of children of divorce.
Mm.
The people who, they grew up in homes, like, from a child, like, you didn't understand, like you were a child, proper child, like you were a toddler or something, right? Child. Like you were, no, at some point in your childhood, you realized that life isn't cupcakes, unicorns, and roses, you know. But at some point in your childhood, there are those people who their parents divorced before they learned it themselves.
Yeah.
So it forced them to face the hard reality.
Was there.
Unfortunately, I was one of the kids who my parents got divorced when I was already considered an adult.
And you could so understand.
These people, like, you, there's a difference. Kids who go through divorce when they're toddlers, preteens, teens, your parents don't tell you much about what's going on because they think you can't comprehend. Bro, it's even worse when you're an adult. Because at that point, I was 19 and they were like, oh, you're adult enough to understand every fucking thing. So they didn't even hide a single thing,
step about
which
it, yeah.
Messed me up.
Most deaf.
Messed me up.
I get you. But
so when I understand when someone says marriage is a scam.
But why did your dad actually say, why did your dad actually warn you against it?
Because
shit.
He's not warned me against it per se. But here's what he said. He would never get married again.
See,
to you, if you've grown up, listen, if you've grown up, because for me, my parents' relationship was perfect until the divorce happened, right? If you've grown up, you like, you see, the problem is we look at our parents as gods, quote unquote. So you look at your parents like these people who have all their answers, Dini, and you forget at the back of your mind, these are also adults going through life for the first time. They have no idea what they're doing. So for me, when that happened, like for me, I used to look at my parents' relationship. Me, I used to think, this is amazing. This is what I want. Out of the blue, she just freaking spiraled and spiraled to hell and even beyond hell. You think you've met hell, this is beyond hell. So for me...
Is it hotter? Sorry.
So for me, like, he's not warned me, he's not told me don't get married. But everything he said after that about marriage has never been positive.
I get you. Have you ever been scared of your parents being, like, divorcing? Would you any first one come in, bro? That's what I'm asking.
That's crazy.
I know.
I've never put myself in that position.
For what do you mean?
Like, thinking of that.
Did I visualize?
No.
Yeah.
What should I visualize?
I don't know, man. Like, here's the thing. I've never visualized it. But then apart from me saying... the same generation that your parents are in, like the same generation that my parents are in, which is scary enough in as far as like, which is scary enough,
like, no, the same, like, generation.
True, the same generation my parents are in.
The same thing your parents are in, the same thing my parents are in. So I'm like, Mike,
so what's going on? The same generation look a scary thing.
Here's
the thing. So unapata, like, because it's a worrying statistic for me, in as far as like a lot of marriages these days are not lasting. So now for me, who actually works with numbers, then I see such a thing, and you're like, what the fuck if it happens, bro? That's why I've thought about it, and it worries me to bits.
Do you think, would you, these are both of them are bad, but one, you have to choose one that's less bad. Would you rather be like a kid, grow up, and then your parents divorce like when you're a teenager or like an early adult? Or would you like to just grow up in a house of divorce? Like, you don't know the other parents?
No. Personally, I'm
you'd rather experience
the divorce. Let me experience the parenting.
No, some,
like, in as far as I grew up with parents there until they let them divorce and I'm an adult.
Let them divorce. So you want to go through the divorce? Yeah. Not when you're an adult that you're 30, you move out. See, like, you're 16, 15, unaanza kuelewa what's going on.
Yeah, bro.
I don't want to think about that.
Me knowing what I know now. I wish it happened when I was like 6 or 5. Like, when I didn't know nothing. When I knew nothing, honestly. Because right now, let me tell you something about like going through a divorce when you're an adult. It haunts me every day that were these people together because of me. And they only chose to break up when now.
Because you're done with, they're done with you.
Because I'm quote unquote an adult.
Okay. But now, what about your other siblings? So that's why I'm saying, what about your other siblings? Think of.
They were about to finish high school.
They were. So
in that sense, kind of, he's almost an adult.
Here's a converse question. What about if, do you think that the time that they were together, do you regret rather, would you wish to not have those memories that you had with them when they were together? Me, let me give you an example. For me, one thing that my dad and I used to do back when I was a kid, right, was like when I was in class one, to go try and out the ball, go field. Mm.
Oh, fuck.
Nini, bro.
Memories.
Eh. Yeah. Like in class one, class two, there was a field. I used to live in Gatundu. You can't go Gatundu, go up. Yeah, so in Gatundu, there was a field that was, it was just a dusty field, like typical Kenyan primary schools. And back in the day, we used to go every Sunday, we just go and play ball. He'd kick the ball from that end to my end. That's how I got to learn how to love football and learn how to play ball from my dad. Now, that's what I'm saying. For me, I think about that and I'm like, I learned how to learn how to drive when I was in class five. Are you telling me, you personally, see, when I think about it, I don't think I would have had it any better if they were divorced.
You see, the problem with going through it as an adult,
yeah,
is you look back at those moments, even in as much as they were
quite emotional,
in as much as they were like very beautiful moments, in as much as they were the very beautiful moments, you question whether that was fake.
All right, so you are not ready to have this conversation, neither am I.
Because let me tell you the risk about what we are going through. Yeah. So I was telling you, make you follow my lead, mm-hmm. bro. Imagine, guy, I've thought about this for long, but I know it's not gonna happen. Uh-huh. But just picture, uh-huh. you're married,
mm-hmm.
with your baby, and then out of nowhere, I'm gonna find a shopping service center, and then some good guy walks up and she's like, "This is what we might face."
Mm-hmm.
Walks up and says, "I've seen you from somewhere. You've been." Online,
she's been clapping online.
Mm.
Like OnlyFans.
OnlyFans.
Damn.
Your girl has an OnlyFans that you didn't know. 35 years.
Hey.
My G, 35 years.
Because you're married.
Tell us, what will you do?
Wait, she's had the OnlyFans for 35.
Not for 35 years, but let's say you're like 40. That's what we might face. That's what we might face, bro. Would you date? First, let's start with the basic question. Would you date a guy with an OnlyFans, bro? Shaka. Wow.
No,
okay, if I don't answer that question.
Prior, ama nijue after.
Prior.
No.
You will not.
Like, no, what are you posting on OnlyFans?
See.
Bible verses. What the fuck do they post on OnlyFans? Never. Shaka?
No, some post
there
just.
There are people who just post things like.
Oh, five, no,
uh-huh.
Never.
Why are you doing it?
Why are we driving?
What the hell?
Uh-huh. I wouldn't. And it's for the mere fact that my basic rule in life. Like when it comes to relationships, is you have to also care about my health.
Yeah, I mean, there's some OnlyFans.
Send you.
Your mental health. Bro.
Oh, okay. What if you accept?
My health.
You know, there are people who accept.
So, uko like, go get that bag, babe.
Yeah.
No! You're like, what are you doing today? What's your content like today?
That will happen.
And you now contribute to like, here's what you
bro,
should
do. Bro, let me tell you, I am a feminist, honestly. I'm a genuine feminist.
So do you also pay to see Emma Wona power special privileges?
Yako unakuwapo ukiona kire. Kaya.
No, just to complete what you're saying, there are actually couples that I've seen in TikTok. They rent out a hotel room and then they do that.
No, bro. What are you?
Actually, not doing couple together.
It's the babe who has the OnlyFans. The guy is there.
He's the one recording.
Yes.
Anyway, so like, picture this. Yeah? And because this is something that you might face. Imagine, sir, bro, uko salit. Alafu umeisha stoya zo.
Zara.
Zara. And then like out of nowhere some Mandem just approaches you and he's like, you're with your girl. First thing, men are shopping with your girl because why are men shopping for clothes in Zara? I'm sorry. So yeah, and then all of a sudden you find some guy in the shop who's like, I know you. And now he's obviously pointing to your girl. And then he says, I know you. And then all of a sudden you're like, hey, what do you mean, you
know?
Bro, and then he says the following sentence, and this is not me. I seen you with meat in your mouth.
Smoky.
You get what I mean?
Freaking pause.
Yeah, bro.
Fugo Gaucho, please. But
with meat in your mouth, bro.
Kona kula, natafuna,
check me, I'm not going into details.
But
right?
I'll
kona nyama kwa mdomo. And then you're like, hey, what you mean? Then And then what you mean, like, kumbe because ananifaa tu ile kitu ya. Now, question. What do you do? Because I'm honestly, me, I'd be petrified, bro. Because there's some things that I don't see myself happen. And don't forget, you're married. This marriage, you've been there together for like a good, let's say, 10, 12 years in marriage. You don't know that your girl has in her mouth all this time, bro.
After 10 years.
Head nikito kwa chamanzi yako.
Hey. Bye.
Let me tell you something. This is what I was waiting for. Let me tell you something. Do you know, in my opinion, this is my unqualified opinion, head is the worst thing when it comes to sex. In as far as, let me describe it.
What do you mean
the let worst? Me describe it. Okay. If it happens with some other man with your girl, I'd rather you tell me you didn't give him head.
Yeah, even with your man.
Do you know how much power that is?
Even and how with much your trust? Man.
That is
trust.
9,000.
Nanya na trust. Chali ndo na trust dem.
Eh.
Ndo si
with your maneno.
Eh, zotaki kuumo. Lakini
umeni hizo vitu by the way.
Bro, lakini bole is not going well with the two brains of the house.
but
that's enough reason to
your head. At your missionary.
We are talking
na dogs.
Mbona tuko katikati?
Ni gani hizi tatu bana?
Head.
No break.
All of them.
Head is such a powerful thing. Do you know how it is when you see someone looking up to you with your eyes, with their eyes? You don't feel as if you're at that point. I feel as if you're at your optimum power level.
Let me ask
if you ask me.
Cheating for me is laughing at another man's joke. That's where it all starts.
Listen,
you're the only worst on head for me.
I have a question for you, mandems. Then, especially you, the ones who are cuffed here. Yeah, your girl got head from a guy.
Why?
Versus your gut goal meat. Your girl,
why is she getting anything?
No, yeah. Listen, why which one is worse?
What do you mean which one is? Why is she getting anything?
Why is she
getting
which it? One is worse?
No, but answer the question though.
It's
which is worse?
If which I is can't worse?
Choose between the two.
Me, I can't, bro.
I can't choose between the two.
Head. Head. Head.
Me, I don't care.
That's sophistication.
Sophisticated.
Stop. Get out of your mind.
That's sophisticated.
Get out of your mind, bro.
What?
But
okay.
Let me have an answer to that question. It's head, bro. Head is worse. I don't know why.
It's
I mean,
worse. For
I don't
both.
Know why.
It's worse for with each other.
It's such an ego thing for me. Like in as far as like, you know, again, the image in my head. Pause.
Z. Checky. Wait. Unagri na kinomse anasema like. Head over. Tunangaliana, anajua ni nani inaongelesha. Una agree? Head. That's what she said, but point ni mechi ama head, which is bad. Ukisikia demo yako mechi.
Which is worse?
Gani inaku affect more?
Exactly.
No, but if you are to pick which one is worse,
what am I picking? What's the,
which one is the bigger evil?
Shoot me with a gun.
Pew.
It's odd sex, but like, which is a big...
Which is more heartbreaking?
Guys, picture the situation.
Listen, you know, let me tell you. Touching,
but head involves trust and an ego trip. And you're looking to this person's eyes.
Oh, unasema nini, bro? Hata akiomeshika manzi yako kwa shingo akimpiga missionary waki lock eyes, bro. Sio pia ni trust.
Yeah, no, but do you put everything in your mouth?
I put nothing in my mouth.
No.
Check your chat
with fans. Do everything in your mouth.
Your chat with my fans wajibu bana. Juyo swali sio ni tukipata consensus.
What do you mean?
Why is she there?
What mean? I know that's an issue in itself, but I'm just saying, don't tell me that you gave him head. That's what I don't want to hear. If I hear that, may I start squealing inside.
Can you forgive one over the other?
No. I promise you, like, guys, why are we pretending as if this is not a thing?
I don't think you can forgive one.
You have to forgive one. Head.
Like, gun to your head.
Don't forgive one.
Chill, head.
I'm a man that can dance on stage. Naka
munju omali. Don't come to me.
Una forgive again?
None.
God of forgiveness.
Wow. What is the lesser evil?
I don't like that question.
Amepeana head in secret. Na ni wewe yeye na wewe amekulana ndo anajua. Ama ameenda stage akabounce akafanya
zile I'd forgive Omalay.
Yeah, same. I'd forgive Omalay. I'd forgive the stage thing.
Because you know why? Let me tell you why. Because that is again, that's just disrespecting me. Right? But head
is what?
Head.
That's intimate.
Head is
that's too intimate.
Well, we're discussing head. I think we overreact to the value of head, but ni sawa.
What do you mean?
It's a big deal, bro.
Nimekuuliza swali. Do you put everything in your mouth? That's the
Uliza mafanzo wako. But now again, that's what I'm saying. That in the future, but what I was saying, the future is this. You're going to end up in a situation where your wife could potentially have an OnlyFans page. Are you going to break up with her or still stay there?
What if she's the breadwinner?
Via OnlyFans.
I don't know, bro.
That's why I said sophistication. You get this.
Because you never know these things, bro. Because maybe your girl is one of those people who like, well, like when you're in your marriage, mm-hmm. she doesn't need you for money. Like, oh, mm-hmm. she's an independent woman, and you support that.
And she's tough.
But you don't even know where this money is coming from, because as far as you're concerned, 8 to 5, and afanya kazi Safaricom call center.
OnlyFans.
Now
you're da kwa beef. Lakini ka from the onset, like I'm open. I guess kukingia kwa relationship kwa unajua, si unajua. But ka nakudanganya ni different. Like ka mnakutana alafu akwambia mimi ndo OnlyFans. Alafu ingie kwa relationship with that information.
I saw a video
that you ni different than udha ningia nenda kwa safari combat in truth anafanya OnlyFans.
I saw a video the other day where like this guy was saying like I am in an OnlyFans. My girl has an OnlyFans, right? But what it goes is this. She is part-time celibate.
What is part-time celibate?
She's an OnlyFans.
I'm going to start saying that.
But
she's an OnlyFans.
You are.
That. But she moves with the people that she's acting with. But when it comes to me, we celebrate until marriage, and even into marriage.
That's a weak knee. No, there's no way. No,
I'm not joking, bro.
So you're telling me the baby's getting it on OnlyFans, but our really work was celibate.
Yeah, man.
You're new jinga.
I love what you went on to say. You went on to say that.
How?
Listen, we went on to say that I'm part-time celibate.
How?
And I've not even seen her naked. So I'm gonna get I'm going to get married. I'm going to get married to her. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to wait 5 years before we end up having.
They're going to get married and then they wait 5 years before.
So tofauti ya hao machali wengine kumkula. Na uchali kukula manzi.
See, love is a beautiful thing.
It freaking is it? Take me back to when the ancestors looked for soothers.
Let me tell you, bro. I saw that thing this week. I saw it in an actual. It's in Ghana.
Sense.
That's not about sense. It's a matter of these are things that are gonna happen. Because right now we said that divorce is a very scary concept. It is.
It is.
But for our time, see, right now the reason why people get divorced is because, oh, maybe like it is my genuine understanding. You get divorced because when you got married, you guys were loving each other.
Mm.
More importantly, you are hustling together. Which means that for a large part of your time, of your life, you are all hustling to get money for your family.
Mm-hmm.
As our generation, we are going to get money first before we get into our family kind of thing. Am I wrong?
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
That's correct.
Okay, for those of us who will get into family.
That's correct.
Sorry,
celibate.
That's
part time.
Yeah.
Good timing.
Right. Okay. At least for me, my plan is I'm going to get into a marriage or I'll have a family once I have the go up for it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. Which means that. For the contrast is, people from that previous generation, they were working hard to provide for their family, which means they didn't actually have time to enjoy their money. Because the money ilikuwa inakuja na kwa fees, inakuja na kwa rent. So by the time they made their money when they are in their 40s and 50s, they realize, oh my gosh, I spent my 20s and 30s without actually having
enjoying
fun.
Life.
Enjoying
my money.
Because right now, as you're thinking about going to Raha Fest, just wait a minute.
He is there. Thinking.
Yeah. Raha Fest. Yeah, right. And we're in our 20s. But it's because right now, at least we're making money and also we're building ourselves
like
for the future.
Let me tell you something. You know, there's one thing you need to learn. One thing you can use to gauge how much money someone is making is by the allowances that they're getting. So imagine someone, I know of people who are earning $1 million and that's just airtime allowance. So you can, your airtime allowance is usually like, unapewa million per month. Unapewa million per month. Na hiyo ni airtime allowance peke, right?
Shaka wewe nani unajua?
Oh, sijali. It doesn't matter.
Unajua $1 million?
Oh, sijali.
Osa 6-0.
But the point is, $1 million is your airtime allowance, right? Your airtime allowance is like less than even 5% of that's what you're making. So imagine what they're making per month.
Less than now, 5%?
So you're million.
How many women can a man afford if his airtime allowance is... Because... Si ati wanakununulia airtime ya 1 million.
Where are you going?
Wanakupea pesa. No, I'm just thinking. Think about it. So think about, you know, I was thinking about this because I was asking myself how these old people like can afford having so many side chicks, nini, and they can afford to like put their side chicks in very lavish apartments.
Fucked.
You need airtime allowance ya mtu wako, like airtime allowance ni huyu, entertainment allowance ni huyu, fuel allowance ni huyu. There are companies who are paying that much shit. And that's not even the CEO.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's the difference between our generation and at least in my opinion.
But Cheki, see basi unaona hiyo relationship shaka naongelea ya mse mzee no dem na anamtolea dona nini si, but hizo ndo work best.
What do you mean? Because it's
transactional,
so you know what you're getting.
Yeah, it's a transactional relationship. You know exactly what you're getting.
Hizo vitu zina
strong. Umse anakulipia ABCD.
Yeah.
Wewe unampigia magoti na mnaabudu Mungu. Like, ah, you straightforward.
Let me ask you, bro. Let me ask you honestly. If you would you get into such kind of a relationship? Uko na mumama anakuketa everything on top of boyfriend allowance. Kuna kwanga na boyfriend allowance, baby.
That's honestly. Honestly.
Yeah. Life is like rice.
Bro, no.
Ati life is like
mchele.
Rice.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Muntu, don't judge. I'm a person, you're a person. Life is like rice. Don't judge.
Mwongea pigi na mwongea kioli.
What have you said, Mike?
Life is like rice.
Life is like rice. Don't judge.
Don't judge.
Everybody is a person. For yeah. As long as your needs are kept.
So like the...
I'm more focused. Anyway, sawa.
I know the audience
answer,
knows.
Answer yako, answer to your question, Z.
You wouldn't?
Nah, Z.
Get into such a relationship?
Why?
Nah,
but you know what you're getting.
Me na ego.
Why not?
And all, and you why know not? What you have to do.
Why not?
Wait, is the...
Are you the one saying why not?
No, me
are
I'm
we the
me
ones?
As we are calm, so as we can speak are about this thing openly, it's okay.
That's what I'm asking you.
The boldness. Listen,
that's the privilege of being tough.
I understand him saying that boldly, but you're saying it boldly, knowing who's in the audience today.
Kwani atadusi
here? Shaka after drama.
Shaka after drama. The point is, the thing is, as you can say it boldly.
Your mic.
As you can speak it boldly.
The mic must know.
Because, I mean, at the end of the day, as you are cuffed, I mean, we are safe.
Check.
So would you, no.
If I'm single, most deaf, why not?
Am I?
Mm-hmm.
What? What's the other question?
The wow. question is it that until you're Harrier only that I'm supposed to see?
Huh.
Let me tell you what I know is people do get. I know mubabas that have even learnt the art of TikTok and coming to complain on TikTok. Oh, my girlfriend is.
Speaking
but
of which, kuna
I know women are more controlling and more emotional when it comes to such kind of chill, relationships.
Chill. Ukiwekwa na mumama, alafu hiyo pesa umewekwa nayo na mumama, utumie kuweka manzi yako.
Once she finds out.
As in, oh mumama anakuweka. But your pesa ni yako na manzi yako.
If she assents to that bill, like the president.
Like she doesn't know you have. But you know there are women who are out there and they don't want to be the main chick. And they openly tell you,
exactly.
Get a girlfriend, I'll be your side chick.
That's what you're asking.
I've seen that in the comments, by the way.
No, I'll take it through.
Ah, there's someone who hit me up with that, by the way. Ah.
There's someone who's like, maybe I want to be a main. I don't even want to be the main character. You get a girlfriend, I'll be your side.
Mary, remember someone who suggested that they want to have a contractual relationship with my girlfriend? It was one of those NGL links that we sent. Remember there's a day where it was my takeover?
Yeah.
I remember I saw it.
Uh-huh.
And I
Bro, I glitched for a second. Because she said, I'll talk to your girlfriend. I don't know.
Said, I'll talk to your girlfriend.
Shit. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
I'll talk to your girl. And then we're going to have a working relationship.
So, Anna, shift.
I posted this on our page.
Yeah.
Clearly, we don't remember.
Okay. You remember, right?
Yeah,
exactly.
What's the agreement?
My comment was, lazima unge na mpenzi kwanza, ni umjue.
I'll talk to your girlfriend.
Yeah, bro. And I was like, that's the women of Nini.
One attack direct. I like that. Keep up.
No, don't.
Si attack kwa mic, but endo attack pengine. But keep up.
You will not succeed anywhere here. One at the center of a focus ni hawa. Asi wengine to. We are going to deflect you seamlessly.
Mimi mpenda Yesu.
Nini mbaya shaka?
Just like.
Listen. Women are scary, shaka.
Fact.
Women are scary.
That I don't contest, fact. But I'm like.
Fact.
Why would you want to be Kai? But see, me like being the main character. No,
you
don't
understand
the main character.
What
do you mean? You wanna share?
See, me nakushoot.
Train of thought.
Killer.
Choo-choo of
killer.
Thought.
Killer. Fuck, Mike. This is not clubbing. Fuck.
Hey, killer.
Killer relationship. Everything you enter in, kwa wena manzi yako, wena mzazi, wena beshte yako.
Pause.
Una give and take.
Always.
Kuna give and take. There's a transaction always occurring to give this relationship meaning. No relationship, your transaction ikisha conclude. Relationship inacha kuwa meaningful.
Which one is better? The one where you know which each side is giving and receiving, or the one you don't know?
I think the one you know is better because you're aware of the situation. Like kuneza deal, always, like unajua yeah. Manzi yako, anakupea hugs, cuddle and comfort, unampea pesa.
Mm.
Or vice versa, like ile time ya kupay hugs, cuddles and comfort.
As Sheldon did it.
Like kuangalia kwa relationship, kuna na friction, saa zile mtu mmoja alikuwa unexpect kufanyiwa one thing, na mse mwingine hakufanya.
I advocate for contract for this relationship.
You know what that failed. You know that what that makes me feel like? That makes me feel like
agugaga.
friendships are an endless test of knowing what you're getting out of it.
Mhm.
No. Wola. Hey, ngoja. Shaka, I don't like you when you use English, eh?
Oh, it's very, this is very nauseous. Your face spelling
it's very nauseous. Hey, go on.
Unaezaongea.
Her spelling of nauseous was nauseous.
Do you really want to go back there?
You beat your chest here like freaking King Kong gorilla. Oh, I can spell from here to Timbuktu but failed all both words.
That's a doesn't make sense. Spelling from here to Timbuktu.
But you can spell shit.
Yeah, imetoka wapi
like. It's our point you will spell.
Yeah.
It's very flat.
It felt very.
Ebu Hill, bro.
The point is, please spell nauseous.
Bombo.
That's what I was there.
Nauseous,
you're going to see. Shaka, you said something.
Ebu Hill.
You are
okay,
saying.
Okay, none of them are ingenious, okay? Huh?
I think that's the one that hit
but
me
think
the
about,
most.
But think about it. Because
yeah.
If in relationships you know what you're getting out of it, then friendships are an endless test.
Test of what?
Of what you're getting out of it. Think about it. The friendships that didn't work, at first you didn't know what you're getting out of this, and then at some point you felt blindsided or something like that.
No.
There's no point there.
No, I
don't.
There's no point there.
I don't agree. Let me tell you why.
Yeah.
Okay, Mike. Mike, I will give feedback first.
First of all, if let's say our friendship ended because of values. It wasn't a matter of give and take.
Mm.
It's because you disrespected me or you lied to me.
Simple.
But
didn't you... Respect is two ways. So you expected respect back. At some point, you felt disrespected.
What's your sentence?
So you didn't receive the respect you wanted.
So you didn't receive the respect you wanted. So therefore...
The transaction failed.
What's the transaction again?
Respect
is I give you respect and then you respect me.
Isn't respect two way?
It is.
Like,
I see.
Anasema.
I see.
Yeah, it's wrong.
I see. Yeah.
No. Mine ended because of my... Okay, sorry. The previous episode, we're talking about failed relationships. Failed friendships, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Mine ended because this nigga was... It was disrespect, But I don't think it was disrespect. It was more of, you know, underlying sentiments shared that you felt as if you kept them there for so long until one day it just built up.
Nikona Swali.
So, does that make sense?
No, Humse. Let's assume Humse alipeleka dem wake Omale. Let's assume.
Why are we assuming alienda Omale?
Let's assume. Listen. Because what I'm about to say is a very...
Yeah, I feel like...
Shaka, be careful at this point.
He met a girl, but she's probably an escort. Prior to this concert, who's more honest? The girl who just wants money out of this? The girl who he didn't know what he's getting out into?
Shaka,
I don't even understand.
She left your question.
Shaka,
so before the concert...
Been okay if me,
who's more honest with? Who's more honest with you? An escort or your girlfriend?
What's an escort?
What's that question?
An escort is someone who will exchange 3-course meals with for money.
I see what she's trying to put
forth.
No,
me, I don't see.
I see what she's trying to put forth.
No, Woni.
Between an escort and your girl. Escort and akuja straight up. Mna have 3-course meal. Mmalize yo shugli. Mlipane. Mmalize.
Yesha.
Sisemi manzi wako personally. But kuna say mamanzi wao wako hapo for the money, but awaja kuambia wako hapo for the money.
That's true.
So who is more honest, the girl or the escort?
See, that's an obvious question.
That's what I think she was trying to put forward.
Why are we calling them escorts?
Okay, what's a better way to
call? Personal assistance. I get that. Anyway, the point is, I don't...
Unaita PA, girl. LinkedIn will come up.
But yeah, okay, I see your point, right? The most honest one is the escort.
Yeah, that's an obvious question. An obvious answer, but let me break it down.
Doesn't that make
no? Because why you with
Maliza statement? No, not say no.
Why are you with someone? Why are you with someone who, or rather, let me break it down. At the time that you're with your girl, I'm sure you believe that she's honest, because she's your girl.
At that time,
you believe she's honest.
Mm-hmm.
You actually believe she's honest, which means it's not your fault if you believe she's honest. If she acts contrary to that, it's a different thing.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? So at that point, the obvious answer to your question is based on hindsight. Hindsight would mean that your girl, you were with your girl, and then she ended up doing this thing and this thing, and realize that they are not and that they are not honest.
Take it.
You've accepted to be a man.
Huh?
Add me, Shaka and her girl. I'm like, what the hell is going on?
Kini mbaya, guys.
Take it. Unajua vile kuna ikinoitwa nini? Ni prenup. Sasa imagine msign contractual agreement ya kuingia kwa relationship ya Kenya, both of you are supposed to provide each other with.
That's what I was saying. Sheldon said that guys put things in contracts.
Ndio.
Yeah.
I think it is a work.
It can work. It
like when you're in a relationship, mko na contract.
So
wife is supposed to do ABCD, husband is supposed to do ABCD.
You're pro prenup.
Mimi nasema kitu kingine.
I'm pro protecting my money.
And I thought I had made that clear.
So that's anyway. Pro prenup.
You're talking about a contract that on 14th of February every month you shall be providing me with socks and other satisfactory needs. When you go to a movie, we are allowed to touch hands. When we walk in public, we cannot.
Failure
to reach. That's a contract.
Failure to reach will result to A, B, C,
D. That's a prenup. That's the definition of a prenup.
Okay, Shaka, look at me. I'm the lawyer here. A prenup is not that.
What's a prenup?
A prenup is basically, simply put, if anything happens to us, you go with what you came with, I go with what I came with.
Yeah.
Simply, yeah, simple.
Protecting the assets.
Any instruction or rules of relationship. Like,
yeah.
In Andikwa, you will always be on top of
a prenup is actually,
let me tell you.
Prenup is signed before the marriage. This was something called a postnup.
I think the beauty of any kind of relationship is not knowing what you're going to get.
And that's why they end and there's a higher, more than over 50%
failure. Someone doesn't expect things. It's transactional, remember?
No, because I think the expectation of something is what causes disappointment.
That's true.
Which I means you actually have to work. I expect some things from my girl. I have to.
The contract expects
it. You do. That's fine. The day she stops,
you get disappointed.
You get disappointed.
And then what do you do? You tell her about
so
it.
So the beauty in itself is at that time where you didn't expect anything. Listen.
Look at me, Shaka. I'm looking at you. I'm telling you.
If you come into a relationship saying that you have to do A, B, and C for me to stay with you, versus let's experience life as we continue.
Yeah.
Which one is preferable?
Because let's if experience you already life have, means yo, can I go experience this lady and come back?
Maybe like no, listen. If you already have an A, B, and C of what you must do, oh, then shit. It means you're going to be consciously and subconsciously watching this person's actions, thoughts, everything that they do. So in that itself, it worries you every day. Every day you are over analyzing. You're constantly analyzing everything that they do.
Your partner is in charge of your vulnerabilities, your deepest vulnerability. When you say yes, you're giving them the key to that vulnerability.
Yeah, man.
That person can drive you crazy. Both happy wise and sad wise.
Why are we over analyzing everything?
Shut up. I think we actually. I'm making a solemn vow right now on YouTube.
Oh,
I'm going to get out of the streets this year. I promise you.
Eh?
I'm going to get you out of the streets this year. I feel as if you actually need to experience.
Why are you getting out of the streets?
Yes, she needs to revise.
Yeah. I feel as if uko pabaya bana umezoea kuishi na buffalo lakini ujui maisha ya wanaume.
Na mafisi kila pale matana
cha. Generally speaking, like because
the last time you attempted to do that.
I promise you now. I promise you now.
It didn't end well.
I promise you now. Trust me. I got you.
Will you talk to Hyena when you see it like face to face like
si tunaongeanga na wanaume kila siku
so. No, like a real AWS said.
Wait. Mbona unaongea vibaya?
Anyway. Sawa basi. Me, I'm done with that. Mike, now back to the OnlyFans thing. Let me ask
you. Ah, what does it mean? You do that. You are posted and then you say yes.
Bro, let me ask you.
Imagine me, I feel used.
Hey, do you think you'll have any legs to stand on? If your girl has an OnlyFans, like I feel as if you can't even argue with me if I know that your girl, I mean, I'm on your girl's OnlyFans.
So now, as we've been sidelined from this conversation,
yeah. Anyway,
so bro, imagine ile mechi anapeana OnlyFans ni better than ile anapeana.
Hey, bro.
What? Mimi unasema nini bro? Mimi nipige love. Ah, kosh. Mmezoea sell moja alafu uende OnlyFans yake.
Anashikilia reels ako attachment, anafanya kila wekwa kitanda yako analanga tu flat.
What if hata acha useme hivyo bro? Atisa tumejamiana. Atisa unakuja kuniletea mengo at yo Mike, why you late for recording all those things? Then I just be like, "Is your girl?"
Let me tell you, the female version of this is a man telling you he doesn't give back. Head. Lakini like, kwa OnlyFans yake, that's all he does.
Me, you show me my girl's only fans. I have nothing to say after that.
Apo kuna club back?
Yeah.
Ata unenda kuomba loan kwa bank. Uomse wa loan na watchmans yako.
May the peace be with you.
Chambu.
Anyway, tuende kwa.
Nataka to.
Shout out. Shout out, bro.
To recognize our fans.
Oh, I'm supposed to know the name.
So, so tutakuwa tunafanya hivi kila episode, tutakuwa tunafanya comments of the week from sasa kuna YouTube, so tutakuwa tunafanya TikTok, YouTube.
Hey man.
Whichever to like tutakuwa tunatoa comment from whatever platform
you
natumia.
You never know.
Na tuna acknowledge. Bila nyinyi tuna podcast. So,
wallahi.
Tunapenda my guys. Ay shit, nani amelipa kitu
kutoka? Umepata pesa?
Si, kuna mtu amechukua pesa yangu kutoka San Francisco. Hiyo tuangalie baadaye. Tuangalie comments.
Mhm. Mimi kona yangu.
Kona yako anza.
Kona yangu. So, my comment is from
Bombo Clat.
Is from the video that we posted the other day about when Shaka said that men want sex for Valentine's.
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh my god.
A man named called Moise Akim said, "Ex who lied to Shaka, not everyone wants sex, but some of us just want a new phone or something." Now, that is very personal to me.
Yeah, you need a new phone.
Bro, wali ni bia man.
Ulifanya yourself.
iPhone, Apple companies,
our
Samsung.
Our boy had left the hood. Our boy had left Android people.
And then bro, the hood came and chased him back.
And the hood was like, you cannot remove the nigga from the hood.
So
from an Apple to an Infinix.
Excuse me, I want to make a pitch. So, and please, mkirekodi mwekile sauti ya sad nigga music. iPhone straight from Kenya.
Wow.
Or Samsung Galaxy, whoever you are. I'd really appreciate it if you offered me a new phone.
Ukishoot shot unafaa kuwa direct.
Ni Apple ama ni Samsung?
Unataka Apple.
Me, I'm shooting my shot with everyone. Please.
Spread your seeds.
Ibona watu fanya kwa street unabaki peke yao.
Sasa siko kwa street, so sijui, but yeah, please, thank you. Just wonder that by any Moise Akim, that's the comment for the week for me.
Ni comment yangu ni from the 1009. The one 1009. kwele video, I think the last video nilipeana word on the street.
And she was like, because na assume ni she. You never know, dog. You
never know. Kani they them ni saw up here, but alisema the narrator's nails down. Thank you. I hope they're damning.
You chose a comment that was just stroking your head, dick.
See, I'm the one who's choosing the comms, don't get a gwenye na kubamba. And I'm the one who's supposed to heal, nigga.
Yeah, the one that's supposed to heal. Shaka tupache yako,
man. Shout out to you.
Me yangu. And I really, really do love all my fans. Na unanga watu wakinitag sana Shaka. Oh, Shaka. I think I say too many damn shit, but like...
Yeah, anyway. Yeah.
You think? Yeah. I love you guys.
You think?
Nothing but love, but this one stood out for me because we were talking about... the time we were bonding.
Oh.
About not being born.
Oh, sister and father.
And then Sherry Tindy decided to say if he was a priest, unge exist bad or just in secret. So some may feel like that was a diss.
Eh? What?
Remember how I said that my dad, I wouldn't have existed because if my dad became a priest. Sherry decided to say
unge exist
just in secret.
Was deaf.
It triggered me, but it was like, it made me think a lot about, you know, when you think about if life went a different turn.
Yeah, I get you. I am like,
my God.
For me, it was about, you know, the cuddling.
When I'm so Buddha.
Fuck you.
Is that it?
How's really? Your Buddha guy doing, by the way?
Is that it?
Is your Boda guy okay?
Where a cuddling video that was not about Boda?
Actually, eh. Where a cuddling video that was not about Boda? When I'm so called Boda, I'm
kishkana. Is your Boda guy okay?
So,
fan of the week, Nimse your Boda. Is that what you're trying to say? Actually, Boda I want to hear this.
Boda guy, you comment. Aliona.
So much your land.
Shout out to Mr. Banta Boys, Boda guy.
Giving him the ride of his life.
Say more. Fuck these niggas.
Nani?
Say a comment, bro.
Say more.
Shaka kamu ikado nikona beard. That's my favorite comment.
How is that your favorite?
Oh, ile video Shaka will say that men want cuddles and...
Yeah!
Oh, okay.
I said I miss cuddling.
Yes. Lakini,
unajua with this heat, it's very hard to cuddle right now, isn't it?
Let me tell you. Sasa ume bring the real shit. Msi hata kukua na mechi na hii joto, bana. Muna stikiana kama glue, bana.
Friction, bro.
Munaanzisha moto. Fuck, bana.
Munaanzisha moto.
Kidogo nguwe toki, nyam toki from each other. Like, mishkana tu, you've bonded for life without choice. Nata kuna...
You start a fire like that, isn't it?
It is the worst thing. Ata, as candle, I make sense. Like, afadhali ukae kwa ile sofa, mini kae kwa sofa yangu. There's no point.
How you guys engaging in anything in this heat?
Akuna, there's no... Unless munakulana kwa shower.
Ama kwa swimming
pool. Na yoni majibaridi. Ama kwa swimming pool.
Lakini
ya mwezi kwa nungu.
I should start a swimming
pool. Kirabrabi hivi, hata chana ile shida ya space. Sasa hii, mnaanza forest fire.
Man.
Ungekuwa mau, unachoma mau.
Forest fire?
Watu wako streets wanampitia bana. Ebu we need to worry right there, guys.
Let me tell you, if you ever feel sad about being single, just remember there's someone being forced to cuddle in this heat. What you scientists have said it will go up to 30 degrees. 30 hey, degrees.
Are you attacking me?
People are like, we're not being forced to cuddle.
Are you attacking me?
What do you mean? There's no contract.
First of all, you. That's number one. Number two, what do you mean we are being forced to cuddle?
Utakata demo wako akisema I want to cuddle.
Kwani? Yeah. You are not say no.
Niggas. Hey.
Utakata.
Niggas are lying.
Men can lie. Utakata.
No. You say no, baby it's too hot.
You say baby it's too hot to cuddle.
Say no.
You're going to say baby it's too hot to cuddle.
Yeah.
Achola stop lying.
Ate ada sikia joto.
Achola stop lying.
Don't lie. Tupigie sahi. Tujue.
Ate simu.
Mimioni imeshuka.
You're allowed to say no.
That's fine.
As a man, Uchola.
Ate wa shika ali in the heat.
Kwani, you guys have never
yes, attended. Yes, I attack a connection.
Clarity.
You know.
You see, Shaka.
You know, girls are always cold.
Vow.
Sometimes. Lakini in this heat, I don't know how it can be cold.
Think about it.
After is different, before is another case.
Si lento kika doti na kwa
PNC ni sawa. After PNC unazakuwa like, eh, nimechoka, si die, acha ni rest.
Exactly.
But before utakuwa like, bring PNC that ass here, girl.
Mr. Dream.
PNC like ni nini?
Postna.
Oh, oh, PNC. Oh, oh. PNC.
Me am like PNC.
Okay, okay, sawa. Oh. Anyway.
See, that's why I said my statement is you are allowed to say it. So even if it is after, I have said no. Right?
Hey.
I have said no.
You don't, have, to force, you don't have to follow through.
Yeah.
If you can say no, doesn't mean you'll do the no.
In fact,
I have a follow-up question. Have you ever said no to Kadlim before?
Yeah, to a stranger.
How?
No, to her.
How?
Or to her. Your
how?
Girl.
How? And with that, we end walking the street.
Yes, that's behind the curtain. Just like my lady.
Unagota Ochola seme no.
Munana.
Nakuwa posi kadul. Akuwa posi kadul mse wake oboda. Sata kataje manzi wake.
Exactly. See you on the next episode. I'm walking the
make
street.
Make sure
guys.
Make sure subscribe to the YouTube channel, guys.
Subscribe.
Let's run those
comment,
numbers
comment,
up.
Like, subscribe, share.
Subscribe,
that,
subscribe to the YouTube.
All that thing, bro.
We love you guys. We love you. Banter boy.